Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. And we have this developing news story right now on impeachment. Apparently, there's some difference of opinion between Mitch McConnell and the president on impeachment with this late word. Mitch McConnell says he will take up impeachment in the new year. So no matter what the House does, they can scramble and scramble and scramble. Mitch is going to take his time.
I want to do what's right by the American people. That's my goal. I want to do something that's bipartisan, too, and make sure that we honor the processes that meet up to the standards of the dignity of the U.S. Senate. That's my goal.
My goodness. Any case, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. We will get to some interesting twists and turns on the impeachment story, including Democrats looking at an alternative to impeachment. What could that possibly be? But first, just imagine, here you are around the Christmas season. Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck. You're struggling, maybe even wondering, how am I going to pay for Christmas gifts this year? Things look kind of gloomy. But let's say you work for a certain real estate firm in Maryland. I'm going to share with you two versions of this story. This is one of the things I like about real journalism. One of my big frustrations is how you can see stories that are pretty much absolute duplicates of the other. I mean, you see this in the way they cover politics, for instance, on the major networks. You watch ABC's version, it's going to look just like CBS's version, which is going to look just like NBC's versions. And it's the same thing that happens with the cable networks. Now, obviously, you're going to see some difference between the coverage of CNN and Fox. But I think you get the idea. There are elements covered in both of these stories that are different, and you'll understand it when I share this. So imagine you're one of these people. Financially, things are kind of tight, kind of tough. You're working your rear end off. How am I going to get ahead? So you work for this Maryland commercial real estate firm, and you show up to work, and you get some extraordinary news. The company is called St. John Properties. And they made the decision, because of the success of the company, they made the decision to provide a combined $10 million bonus. You know how many employees there are of this company? 198. Let's start doing the math here, because this gets fun. 198 employees. The company founder and chairman, Edward St. John, made the announcement to the employees at a holiday celebration, and I'm sure this was quite a celebration. The employees all had an envelope showing what their bonuses were. Some brought to tears when they found out what their bonus was. Employees given a bonus based on years of service. The average employee received $50,000. Yes, $50,000. That's the average. The founder of the company said, "To celebrate the achievement of our goal, we wanted to reward our employees." Boy, there's a novel idea. "Reward our employees in a big way that would make a significant impact on their lives. I am thankful for every one of our employees for their hard work and dedication. I could not think of a better way to show it." I'm sure these 198 employees agreed. company said only five of the 198 employees knew about the bonuses before the big reveal. $50,000 average. But what's really intriguing is when I share with you another version of the same story reported by another news agency, referring to this as the surprise of a lifetime, announcing this $10 million bonus to be divided among the employees. Again, announced during a company annual holiday party. Now, I told you about the average. This is where I thought this story was really intriguing. The average employee is getting $50,000 each, but the size of the bonus depends on the employee's tenure and years of service. Do you want to know how much some employees are getting? Maybe I shouldn't tell you. This might be depressing. Some employees are getting six-figure bonuses upwards of $250,000. Could you imagine that for a bonus? Oh, my goodness. I just thought this is a cool story. And talk about the holiday spirit. Can you imagine the excitement? Employees absolutely ecstatic. Some using the money to pay off their mortgages, send their kids to college, and take dream vacations.
There were tears of joy all over that crowd. I saw the story earlier this morning. We had it up. The reactions were priceless.
Isn't that amazing?
They were thrilled to death.
Absolutely. I know why Charles was looking at me now. He said, our holiday party is next week. I can't wait.
I think attendance will be up this year.
I'm going to quickly move on to our next story. Another wonderful act of goodwill. And this one is in the category. You know, remember what I said to you? I don't know if it was yesterday or last week. It all runs together after a while. But one of the things I told you that very often happens is we can take actions that can inspire others. And I love it when I see people succeed and they share what they've learned with other people. Enter the picture here, Kirsten and Julian Saunders. And this story reported by MarketWatch. Have you ever heard of the FIRE movement? I've never heard of this before. You know what it stands for? It's financial independence, retire early. Financial independence, retire early. And for a lot of people, this seems kind of unattainable. I'm going to tell you more about this coming up after the break, but let me tell you where this couple started. They were deeply in debt. They ultimately paid off $200,000 in debt. They bought some rental properties, started generating income through blogging and investments, and we'll tell you what they are doing now. Another inspirational story as we continue the broadcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
WBT.com. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, let's go out to Fort Mill. A call from Tim. Good morning.
Well, Vince, I will tell you what that guy did was a pretty good thing. But 198 people, you don't think there's going to be one jack wagon in that bunch?
Right? Now, what will that jack wagon do exactly?
A knucklehead. They're going to say, I was $50,000, but I paid tax. I only got $37,000. Then they're going to say, well, my job's not as important as their job, so they get more money. It's going to be like a jilted wife. You've been married for a year. I've been married for 10 years. You're going to get the same amount. Dad, you're going to get some kind of divorce lawyer. He's going to jump in here and say, you're discriminating against me. I clean the bathrooms, but it's as important as a guy making a decision to make us $1 million every year. And then you're going to say they should have just spread it out across the community and dispersed it equally.
Aha, my goodness, yes. And I'm sure there are people out there like that, Tim. Appreciate your call. You know, there are so many things that we can do in response to wonderful things that happen. And, yes, I guarantee you, I'm sure somebody there in there complains, well, how come that person got more than I did? You know, I can tell you, you know, if the average is $50,000, I wouldn't be complaining. I'll just put it that way. Speaking for myself, before the break, I started telling you about the FIRE movement, which stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. The couple I'm mentioning here is Kirsten and Julian Sanders. I mentioned where they started, $200,000 in debt. They paid it off, bought some rental properties, started generating income through blogging and investments. Julian left his job to focus on these endeavors. Kirsten still works in the services industry. Their goal to retire by mid-2021. Their plans changed along the way. Originally, they estimated their FIRE number. This is the number that they need to save before retiring. They estimated it to be about $1 million. That's about 25 times their baseline. That's a general rule used by fellow FIRE folks. Now they've adjusted that figure to be upwards of $1.3 million. They've also got a child. And they've put some other family members in those calculations. Here are some of the things that have to be considered. Monthly expenses, debt repayment schedule, salary, expected and unexpected costs in retirement, market returns. Some people want to be overly cautious, and they might save 40 or 50 times their annual spending, known as FAT FIRE. While others will save less than the general rule of 25 times and aim to maintain a frugal lifestyle throughout retirement, that's lean FIRE. So you've learned something today, haven't you? I bet you've never heard this before. Those in investments, I'm sure this is standard stuff for you. They kind of view this as a moving target. The couple made some lifestyle modifications to accomplish these goals. They spend about $5,000 a month, most of it going toward mortgage and daycare, sharing expenses where they can, cutting out cable, driving cars manufactured more than a decade ago. Just as an aside here, you know, just listen to somebody like, what is his name, the financial guy?
Ramsey?
Yes, Dave Ramsey. You know, it's kind of interesting, you know, because I had a conversation with someone just yesterday about expensive cars. And Dave Ramsey is one of those people who will tell you, don't do it, especially if it's new. You drive that thing off the lot, the value of that thing drops like a rock. I remember someone also talking about the fact that so many wealthy people, they drive inexpensive cars, drive around pickups. You know, it's, you know, I had this conversation with someone yesterday because just giving you some context, this person was addressing some concerns about envy and insecurity. And I was reminding this person, you just don't know what that person's situation is. The person may not be as wealthy as you think. They could be up to their eyeballs in debt and in misery, in bondage to debt. So don't be fooled by appearances. But I go on. Cutting expenses. The wife exercises in their basement instead of a gym. Finds tutorials on YouTube to fix as many things as possible. And this is where I think this is especially exciting because I am very much concerned in the black community. And there are a number of factors that go into the economic situation. It's not all discrimination, as liberals would like to portray. There are lifestyle choices. I think first at the top of the list is the illegitimacy rate. Beyond that, there are other important decisions that need to be made and training that needs to take place, which is what this couple has committed themselves to. They often highlight the challenges the community struggles with, including risk aversion and over-reliance on education to climb out of multi-generational poverty. One of their goals is to create more black millionaires. The idea for their blog actually came to them during their honeymoon in South Africa, where they felt like they were not outcasts for being black and wealthy. You're just rich and regular. I like that. Rich and regular. There's a balance there. Like, he is being at a place where you're not so overly frugal that you strip yourself of small joys for the sake of a budget. After the couple sold their first rental property, they treated themselves to a $300 case of fine wine. But then Julian said he went back and forth in his head about spending $30 on a sweatshirt he didn't necessarily need. It goes back and forth, doesn't it? You're going to have those challenges and those decisions. It's important to splurge a little bit. But I like the values these folks have communicated, and I was intrigued enough by the story that I thought it definitely deserves some attention and to spark some thought for all of us. What are our plans for the future? What kinds of things are we aspiring to? What kinds of things can we do to plan for the future and to, at the same time, dream and dream big and plan big? Because dreams without plans, well, those really don't go anywhere. They're just good ideas. So hopefully, I've planted the seed of intrigue and curiosity to explore this further. Maybe we'll do a test later in the broadcast and see how many people were paying attention. FIRE. Financial independence. Retire early. What do you think? Does that sound appealing to you? I'll bet it does. Still to come on the broadcast, we'll talk about a tragic and absolutely devastating shootout that took place and some information we've learned about some of the background behind it. We will get into the nonsense of the impeachment and also Democrats. Some Democrats very much concerned about their seats next year. So much so They're trying to float the idea of an alternative to impeachment. Is this going to get any traction? We'll also have a little fun with Babylon B, their take on Nancy Pelosi and what she's doing. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, and we go to the text line, commenting on some of the things we've discussed thus far. A special amount of intrigue about the story I shared about the company that's sharing a huge bonus with a number of employees. This texter saying, Vince, this is why the government should stop trying to tax small businesses to death. When companies are left to their own efforts, they're often more generous than the media claims greedy business owners are. Yep. That bonus story makes me think of Tom Steyer. How did he get to be a billionaire? You would think he would have taken a modest salary and given his employees all the profits. Ha ha! Good one. Vince, is there a star on top of your Christmas tree? Or a blue donkey? A blue donkey? And this, don't worry, Vince, the scary orange man will be gone soon. You think so? I don't think so. What a ripoff. The $10 million bonus based on tenure? I wonder how much tenure the top executives have. I bet they ended up getting 90% of all the money. Isn't the person that hands out the paper clips just as important as those that close those million-dollar deals? And did you notice the news story? I saw very few blacks or minorities among the employees. You can hardly wait for the Democrats to get control. Yeah, you're right about these narratives. This is how they think. You're absolutely right. This is how they think. Oh, I love this line. What about the guy that just quit before the party? Can you imagine somebody quit like a day or a week before? Oops. You know, they might even still be covered when you think about it. I don't know. On the idea of retirement, early retirement. This person say, I can hardly wait, searching properties in Canada. Really? You want to move there? On the issue of preparing for the future as well, not spending more than you make. That's the key. No wonder you're not a politician anymore. You're out of touch with reality. That is from Teen. Yes, I would have a hard time, wouldn't I? Because I have to basically just open up the coffers of the country and spend not just money that is available now, but spend the money of my children and grandchildren. That makes me a good politician. Yeah, that's how it works. On the subject of vehicles, Vince, I drive a 1998 pickup, 285,000 miles. Property tax, $55 a year. Insurance, $450 a year. Around $150 a year in maintenance. It takes me everywhere a $40,000 truck would. Amen to that. I mean, seriously, at the end of the day, what do you have? Transportation. That's it. So what? I have been in a certain parking lot where there's a person who drives a Maserati. And this person parks straddling two parking spaces. Seriously. And think about it. You know, one of the thoughts that went through my mind about that, can you imagine the burden of having to worry about that every single day that somebody is going to put a little ding on your beautiful car.
I don't blame Lonzo. I would do that too.
What do you have to save for yourself, Mr. Reitzel?
Guilty.
Yes, guilty. You're one of those people. You park way at the end of the parking lot. Yeah. My goodness, what are we going to do with him? But again, it's what I'm communicating here is just the freedom you have when you're not controlled. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with owning these things. The problem is when they own you. And that's what very often happens. And people are just eaten up with fear, with all kinds of emotions because of things. Let's go out to a call from Rodney. Good morning, Rodney.
Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Doing well, sir.
This is what I do, and a lot of people can do it. I'm retired, been retired 10 years. I work for a good company, and I go to a certain retailer every year, and I pick out somebody in that store that looks like they may need some help or whatever, and I end up paying for their Christmas. Sometimes I walk around in there for 2 or 3 hours before I find the person that qualifies. In my judgment, they can't have a whole lot of expensive looking jewelry on, or just the way I do it. And I've never made over $65,000 a year in my life. So a lot of people can do this.
Huh, that is pretty cool. That's quite generous of you. How long have you been doing this?
I've done it for 10 years.
10 years. That is cool. Well, thank you for sharing that story, Rodney. And again, this is another example. Do call again sometime. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how much you make. You can be a generous person no matter your income level. That's really cool. Just going on a hunt. Can you imagine looking 2 or 3 hours trying to identify who am I going to bless this time around? That would be fun. Whole lot of fun. Somber story to talk about. Somber story. In this version reported by the UK Daily Mail, when I saw this story last night, I just thought, what in the world? This shootout that took place. A SWAT team ultimately shot the suspects dead in a kosher store at the end of a 2-hour standoff. Detective Joseph Seals, only 39 years old, and 3 civilians killed by 2 suspects in Jersey City. 2 suspects also dead after what amounts to a multi-hour standoff near the J.C. Kosher supermarket. Detective Seals approached the suspects at a cemetery as part of an investigation. Seals was shot dead. The suspects fled the scene in a stolen U-Haul as police descended on the area. Suspects armed with long guns killed 3 others inside the market, injured multiple other cops. Witnesses said the gunshots continued for 2 hours. I mean, this is really unimaginable. You have to be thinking to yourself, is this America? This is going on just with impunity. Former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik's son, reportedly one of the officers who killed the 2 suspects. And the way this ended, heavily armed cops crashed into the store in an armored vehicle and they shot the suspects dead. This is another reminder of those who put their lives on the line to protect us. This is serious business. I mean, you've got people who are going to engage in a public shootout like this. What in the world motivated these folks? Well, we have some indications about what was involved. Coming up, we'll tell you one story indicating what may have been behind this really tragic event. And we'll have a little fun talking about the person of the year. This is so typical, the mainstream news media. You want to talk about people who are completely out of touch with reality? Well, we'll delve into it and get your thoughts as we continue our broadcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program over on the text line, again, about great management of money. Vince, about a year ago, I bought a meticulously well-maintained Ford passenger van from a church. 1993. 88,000 miles. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, yeah. Only 88,000? $1,500. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's brilliant. You can keep maintaining that thing. More power to you. That is awesome. And on Person of the Year, how dare you, Vince, to leave us hanging over the break on the Person of the Year. Yeah. Also this, Vince, the Time Magazine Person of the Year Award is overrated. I seem to recall some guy named Hitler received it in the 1930s. Yeah, he did. For whatever that's worth. How dare you? Let's go out to Sean. Good morning, Sean. Earth calling Sean. Come in, Sean. Going once, going twice, and he's apparently disappeared. Yeah. Little more information on the background of that shooting that happened in New Jersey. One news agency reporting one suspect involved in that prolonged firefight in New Jersey City that left six people dead, including one police officer, had published anti-Semitic and anti-police posts online. And investigators believe the attack was motivated by those sentiments. The Jersey City mayor said surveillance footage indicated the two shooters had targeted a kosher supermarket where most of the carnage unfolded. Mayor Steve Folop wrote that an extensive review of the city's closed-circuit cameras made it clear these two individuals targeted the kosher grocery location where they opened fire and sparked a gun battle with police. Mr. Folop has not said whether the violence was related to anti-Semitism, though in a follow-up post on Twitter, he said hate and anti-Semitism have never had a place in New Jersey. So far, authorities have not identified the shooters. They, as we mentioned, were killed in the firefight. None of the three victims inside the store have been publicly identified yet. We told you about Detective Joe Seals, the officer who was killed as he approached them. So a little more information about what was behind this deadly attack. Now to the Person of the Year. I think you've had enough hints if you did not know already who has been identified as Person of the Year. Yes, it is indeed her. Greta Thunberg. As I read this story about her and the reason they chose her, it's absolutely nauseating. I mean, I grieve when I read it. I really do. Because what we have with the leftists is such a desperation to, I guess you can say, pad the resumes of people who really have nothing, absolutely nothing, behind their names and experience to justify identifications like these, awards like these. She's known for saying, we just can't continue living as if there was no tomorrow, because there is a tomorrow. That's what we're saying. As you know, Ms. Thunberg is a radical environmentalist. And what she's concerned about is the possibility of climate change destroying her generation, making it a planet that is not livable. She's traveling around the world to communicate this message, leading school strikes for climate. Yes, school strikes for climate. Great way to promote education, don't you think? Time magazine says the politics of climate change are as entrenched and complex as the phenomenon itself. Thunberg has no magic solution, but she succeeded in creating a global attitudinal shift, transforming millions of vague, middle-of-the-night anxieties into a worldwide movement calling for urgent change. She's offered a moral clarion call to those who are willing to act and hurled shame on those who are not. She's persuaded leaders, from mayors to presidents, to make commitments where they had previously fumbled. After she spoke to Parliament and demonstrated with the British environmental group Extinction Rebellion, the UK passed a law requiring the country eliminate its carbon footprint. She's focused the world's attention on environmental injustices that young indigenous activists have been protesting for years. Because of her, hundreds of thousands of teenage Gretas, God forbid, from Lebanon to Liberia have skipped school to lead their peers in climate strikes around the world. Really?
I shouldn't be up here.
No, you shouldn't.
I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Former Vice President Al Gore, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for his decades of climate advocacy work, tells Time, this moment does feel different. Throughout history, many great morally based movements have gained traction the very moment when young people decided to make that movement their cause. Ms. Thunberg is 16. Looks like she's 12. But she's made quite an impact, traveling around the world.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.